The song Kuha Aheo, written by Hinale Moana Wong, has become the anthem of the Mauna Kea movement. It can be heard at community gatherings, school events, and most recently in a We Are the World-inspired video featuring some of Hawaii's top recording artists. Kuha Aheo! Keola Donaghy is a music professor at the Institute for Hawaiian Music at UH Maui College.
I mean, music has always played a huge role in social movements of any kind. In the civil rights movement of the 1960s here in Hawaii, you know, back to the era of the overthrow.
Ellen Wright Prendergast wrote Mele Ai Pohaku in 1893, and it's still a popular Hawaiian number to this day. The lyrics voice opposition to the overthrow of the Hawaiian kingdom.
It can function like an iron fist in a velvet glove. You know, the message is kind of in the background, but eventually it's going to percolate itself to the surface.
No one understood the power of music quite like George Helm, iconic Molokai activist during the Hawaiian Renaissance of the 1970s. Helm's role as an activist is well known, but it's his musical talents that filmmaker Ka'aina Pai Kai celebrates in his short film.
What people would come to see was him play music, you know, and so that was kind of that bait in terms of rallying people around an issue, but using the music as a way to make the people show up.
Recent events on Mauna Kea have inspired more than 50 new songs, says Donaghy. Some of these will be featured in a coming album co-produced by Hoku Award-winning musician Chad Takatsuji.
When tensions kind of hit a peak at the base of Mauna Kea, and people really around the world were seeing these images of our people fighting for something, fighting for aina. Composers were feeling mobilized to be able to do something about this.
He said even if he couldn't make it up to the mountain, he could do what he knew best, music.
We know the stories of 100 years ago because of our kupuna and the mele. And so to be able to follow in their footsteps, that's really important to us as mele practitioners.
Takatsuji hopes the songs written today will live on for another 100 years. No kukula huye habipa. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.